Welcome, brothers and sisters. This is Common and Uncommon with your host, Julio, where we take on a variety of different topics and talk about the popular and unpopular perspective on said topic, from community to national and international. Our goal is not to push one or the other perspective, but to explore both points of view and just engage in fun but thought-provoking conversations. Once again, welcome. Hey fam, welcome back to another episode of Common and Uncommon. Today we'll be talking about some bomb tasty plant-based food recipes. So there's so many kinds of vegan meat alternatives to choose from, especially in the current era that we live in. And although once in a while I'll choose these alternatives, I mainly stick to a more whole foods kind of like, you know, kind of diet type of recipes. And that's because you get to mess around with the many variety of flavors there is. I used to not like to cook. Right. And so when I went vegan, my diet was centered around a lot of like vegan processed foods, like vegan burgers, nuggets, cheese, yogurt, you know, basically what I had been already eating before going vegan, but a vegan version of it. And because I didn't like to cook, so it was just easier that way. But since I love to weightlift, I have to pay attention to my diet to be able to see the results. And coming from a Mexican household, we always had beans and rice, and I knew that beans and rice have like protein and carbs. So I ate a lot of like beans and rice for quite some time. But eventually this got boring, and I wanted to try different foods, especially mess around with like, you know, Mexican recipes, but making them into like a vegan version of them. And this is where I began to look into different plant-based foods and learned a lot of new recipes as time went on. Something I came to find out was that when it came to cooking, whether it's plant-based or animal-based dishes, they can be as good as one tries to make it, okay? It's all in your cooking techniques and, of course, the seasonings. It's all in the seasonings, Chico. Never forget that. But, so, you know, the misconception that vegans lose out on good food is really untrue. Vegan foods aren't all about mock meats, although, you know, I am really glad there is these vegan alternatives like mock meats, because it makes the transition from a carnivore diet to a vegan diet a lot easier, especially for people that are on the fence to make this change. It definitely helped me out. But, you know, it's crazy how we didn't have such a wide range of all these vegan products at the supermarket shelves, like not too long ago. And now you see it everywhere, and it's really cool to see it grow so much. But I'm sure if you ask any vegan if they made the switch due to not enjoying the taste of animal-based products, 9 times out of 10 they will say no. So when vegans, you know, want burgers, chicken nuggets, tenders, you know, cheese, yogurt, eggs, etc., that have the same taste and texture as their animal counterparts, it's because we simply, you know, we enjoy the taste and texture of the foods we grew up on, but we don't believe it should come at the cost of cutting short the life of a sentient being just for a few minutes of taste, you know, just for our short-term cravings. But we can now enjoy many vegan alternatives without hurting a life in the process, you know, cruelty-free, or at least it's much more reduced. So us vegans love a good tasty dish just as anyone else, and you're honestly forced to better your recipe flavors. Otherwise, you'll be stuck eating something tasteless, and, you know, no one wants that. I wouldn't want to wish that on my worst enemy. Gosh. Anyways, whole food plant-based recipes are really something you can customize the taste of a lot more compared to, like, already cooked meals. I'll go over a quick example with tofu. Tofu itself, when bought from the store, has almost to no taste and spongy in texture, not really appetizing, at least not for me. But if you like that, then go for it. But, you know, but when you take that tofu, you can give it any flavor you'd like, using different seasonings and sauces. It's really unbelievable the hundreds of recipes I found for tofu. I've tried many, but some of my personal favorites is cutting it into slices, seasoned with a little seasoned salt on both sides, and bake it for 10 minutes. Take it out, flip them over, and dredge over any of your favorite sauce. So, like, I've used barbecue, and I've used teriyaki sauce. Throw them back into the oven for another 10 minutes, and it comes out to be really good, actually. It's not as spongy, you know. It's a little more cooked, you know. It's a lot better. Anyways, another is tofu scrambled egg. What I do is I squeeze the water with a tofu press that I bought on Amazon. Then I crumble the tofu into like medium-sized crumbles, just like scrambled eggs. Season with paprika, pepper, salt, turmeric, red curry powder. Mix it all together with a little oil of your choosing to make the seasoning stick better to all the tofu. Then put it on a skillet with some smoked bell peppers. My personal favorite is green bell peppers, but any will do. You regularly will move the tofu around on the skillet till it turns into like a nice light tan, medium brown type of color, and enjoy. It's really good. Also, there's this tofu fried chicken nuggets that are so good, but I haven't cooked that in a while, so I low-key forgot how to do it. But honestly, I'm sure the recipe is on Google. If you look it up, it's really good. Highly recommended. Anyways, we also have anything from vegetables to fruits that you can create some like bomb salads. And for extra protein, you can add anything from tofu bits to tempeh to quinoa. Chickpeas is my favorite. Also, there's many plant-based soups you can make. The options in these two categories are really endless. One of my favorite soups is one with a variety of vegetables, you know, like diced carrots, diced squash, potato cubes, some onions, you know, a little bit of onions, and some fresh cut up cilantro is a must. And of course, some chickpeas for added protein. Another good, very high in protein and carbs, low fat soup is a lentil soup with like, what I'll do is I'll put some peas and carrots and some cilantro as well. The cilantro, I'm telling you guys, the cilantro is so good, like in soups, like it's in anything really, but in soups, it just gives it a little kick. It's really nice. But anyways, it's this lentil like recipe that I make is actually one of my staple foods right now, to hit my daily protein and carb macros. So it's really good. Anyways, you can do a lot, with just beans and rice as well. Not only burritos, but some enchiladas, which is what I've been doing a lot lately. They're really good. Some, you know, you can also do like some bean tamales, some beans and avocado sopes, bean pupusas, beans and rice, and avocado tortas. You know, the list goes on. And I've taken many Mexican recipes and just made them without the animal products. Like, for example, pozole. I just don't add chicken, and the broth is just, honestly, it's out of this world. I've gotten many compliments on my bean pozole and bean tamales. It's really good. It doesn't need the animal products, ingredients to make it, give it flavor. It's, you know, it just doesn't. And don't get me started on Italian plant-based recipes. Oh, shoot. My favorite is lasagna. Although this one, I usually put like some vegan meat crumbles for protein. It is optional though, but I'll also put a layer of smoked bell peppers, which is such a good addition to like to the lasagna. And also this vegan fettuccine I made, the sauce/cheese. I made it from like soaked cashews and some seasonings. This is so worth making. There's also, of course, pizza and spaghetti. And for spaghetti, there's vegan meatballs you can buy from the supermarket if you want to add meatballs. Something that gives any pasta good flavor, though, honestly, is, of course, garlic and onion. But smoked bell peppers are so good on most pastas or Italian foods. Now, something I recently found out about is something called seitan. It's spelled S-E-I-T-A-N. I know it sounds like you're saying the devil Satan, S-A-T-A-N. But trust me, it has nothing to do with Satanism. It's actually something that dates back to the 6th century. Seitan is a food that is made from gluten, which is the main protein of wheat. It's something that was widely consumed by the Chinese as a substitute to like meat, especially for those that practice like a Buddha kind of diet. It's currently used by many people in Japan, Thailand, Vietnam, and China. To create this food, wheat flour, it goes through this washing and draining type of process. This is done multiple times. You end up with gluten from the flour dough, which turns into like a very firmness consistency. And when you try to break it apart, it strips apart like chicken does. It's something I've started to make more and more often lately. But if you want to skip the whole washing and draining step process, you can find Vital Wheat gluten flour at like certain food markets like Harmon's, Sprouts, Good Earth, Trader Joe's, Smith's. But you know, I wasn't able to find it at any Walmart. But, you know, the cool thing about buying Vital Wheat Gluten Flour is that you can just mix it with many seasonings of your choosing. It's not going to taste exactly like chicken, but the consistency is like chicken. You can flavor this as any way you want. There's a lot of recipes out there for that as well. I have made fried chicken, which was really good, or breaded chicken tenders. And my current most favorite recipe when it comes to seitan is this recipe I found. It's I think it's called like sweet and spicy seitan beef. Oh my gosh, it's so good, and it's really high in protein, so it's a perfect source of protein for those looking for like a high protein, low fat, and carb foods. You know, if you go to the gym or you're physically active, that's a really, really good source of protein. Now, as far as the vegan mock meats and alternative animal foods they have at the stores, I also have made and learned good recipes using those items. For example, one of my favorites is the fish tacos that my friend Joey showed me, actually. I had seen these fish fillets at a couple of stores, but I was on the fence to try them out just because I was never much of a fish eater, you know, ever. But my friend had some of these fish fillets by Gardein, and he decided to make some like really good fish tacos with them. And he ended up making like a homemade vegan tartar sauce. The flavors was really on point. Like, they were really good. The whole thing together was really flavorful. I enjoyed them so much that I started to make them at home. And speaking of vegan fish food, there's also these like vegan fried shrimps that my friend Joey showed me as well. And it was hella good. It's called, I believe it's called Sophie's Kitchen Vegan Fried Shrimp. I was only able to find it at Sprouts Supermarket and like online, but it's worth getting them. You can make some really good shrimp tacos with them. One more recipe I'd like to mention before ending this episode is a spicy chicken sandwich. Now, I've tried many vegan chicken burgers, but they weren't really doing it for me. They were too breaded around and thick, but I did come across some vegan spicy chicken burgers by a company named Boca. They are much thinner than the ones I've tried before, but super more delicious and not as super breaded as the others. I've had, I really like these ones, and what I'll do is I'll buy them and bake them, and I'll go ahead and toast some like hoagie bread. And then what I'll do is I'll spread some vegan mayo inside with some shredded lettuce. Then what I usually do is I cut up the chicken patties and layer them inside the hoagie bread so it can be in there like nice and snuggy. but with, you know, of course with the mayo and lettuce, and it's literally like the spicy chicken sandwich they sell at Burger King, which honestly I was a sucker for when I was much younger before going vegan. I make this once in a while for a good, like a nice cheat meal. So dang good, guys. Like, honestly, you guys got to try that one. And yeah, and I'm only at the tip of the iceberg with what I've mentioned. There is so much more to explore that I haven't even experienced yet. I really can't wait to continue to learn more recipes and flavors, both from like whole foods and processed ingredients. Yeah, it's really good. There's like thousands of recipes out there. So, you know, We stay eating good, trust me. We don't miss out, us vegans. But anyways, this will do for this episode. As always, if you guys have any questions about vegan recipes, shoot me a message or comment below, and I'll do my best to respond. It's all love, fam, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Till then, take care and keep eating them delicious plant-based recipes.